In a significant move honoring a renowned African scholar, the Senegalese government has announced the transformation of Cheikh Anta Diop's home into a museum, celebrating his centennial birth anniversary and his immense contribution to African history. In a landmark announcement last Friday, Senegalese Prime Minister Amadou Ba revealed plans to convert the residence of the esteemed Senegalese scholar and Egyptologist, Cheikh Anta Diop, into a museum. This initiative coincides with the centenary of the historian's birth, a pivotal figure in the rehabilitation of Black African civilizations. During the inauguration ceremony, surrounded by Diop's family, government officials, and academics, Prime Minister Ba expressed his honor and emotion. "It's with immense honor and profound emotion that we gather today to inaugurate the Cheikh Anta Diop House, a place that pays tribute to one of the most enlightened minds of our time," he stated. The future museum, located in Diop's official residence in the residential area of Fan in Dakar, close to the university and institute bearing his name, will house his personal collection, archives, and works. "This endeavor aims to provide future generations with an invaluable treasure trove of knowledge." The Prime Minister also emphasized the site's significance as a center for research, reflection, and knowledge dissemination. Born in 1923 in the village of Sitou, Cheikh Anta Diop spent much of his life in this house after returning to Senegal in September 1960 following his studies in France. He remained there until his death in February 1986 in Dakar. Diop is renowned for his theories on the significant role of Black people in ancient Egyptian civilization, as well as his contributions to African history, languages, societies, physics, politics, and economics. Although some of his theories are contested, particularly by Western Egyptologists, Diop's work remains a cornerstone in African historical studies. Several cultural events were held in December to celebrate his 100th birth anniversary, highlighting his enduring influence. Professor Diop, who advocated for the creation of a Black African federal state, was also known for his political stance, having opposed Senegal's first president Leopold Sédar Senghor and his successor Abdou Diouf. The museum project represents not only a tribute to Cheikh Anta Diop's legacy, but also an acknowledgement of the importance of preserving and transmitting African historical and cultural knowledge. "It promises to be a place of learning and inspiration for current and future generations, reflecting the richness and diversity of African history." With AFP.